This is DW News live from Berlin, a war of words and a three-minute meeting in the White House. President Trump stalks out of key talks with congressional Democrats, declaring that he won't work with them until they drop all investigations into his administration.
I just said that I was doing a cover-up. I don't do cover-ups.
And maybe it was lack of confidence on his part that he really couldn't match the greatness of the challenge that we have.
And British Prime Minister Theresa May resists calls from within her own party to step down.
We need to see Brexit through to honour the result of the referendum.
Mrs. May reworked a deal to leave the EU backfires even within her own government. One of her closest allies quits also on the program. Violence and fatalities in Indonesia as demonstrators protest the result of the presidential election. Flares and fireworks continue into the night after supporters of the unsuccessful candidate clash with security forces. At least six people have been killed. I'm Sarah Kelly. Welcome to the program. U.S. President Donald Trump has cut short a key meeting with leaders of the opposition Democrats. Trump says that he ended the talks because some Democrats are openly discussing starting impeachment proceedings against him. But senior Democrats say that Trump's walkout was a planned stunt. They also again accused the president of trying to cover up interference in the Mueller investigation. Well, Trump now says that he won't work with the Democrats until they stop discussing impeachment, or as he calls it, the I word.
This meeting was set up a number of days ago at 11 o'clock. All of a sudden, I hear last night they're going to have a meeting right before this meeting to talk about the I word. The I word. Can you imagine?
Let's get more now. We're joined by DW correspondent Helena Humphrey, who is standing by in Washington. So, Helena, walk us through why Trump cut this meeting with the Democrats short.
Sarah, on the surface, the president said that he was furious that Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi accused him of being engaged in a cover-up. And indeed, that is something that Nancy Pelosi said shortly after a meeting with her caucus today. And her caucus is frustrated at his efforts to push back on subpoenas, to resist testimony, to exert executive privilege. But rather than just cancel the meeting, it appeared to be a choreographed move, the fact that the president attended just for a few brief moments before appearing to storm out onto the Rose Garden lawn and speak to reporters there and say that he would no longer work with Democrats at this stage so long as they continue to investigate him. The question is, why now? Because, as we all know, the Democrats have long been investigating the president ever since they took control of the House following the midterm elections. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was one of those, saying it was because the president doesn't want to pass this infrastructure bill. He can't come up with the funds for it. That said, the president also said that he was furious about mention of the I word, impeachment, and certainly talk about impeachment has intensified in recent days.
And are the Democrats looking for the I word, impeachment?
I'd say they're not united on that front, Sarah. As you know, Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, has, you know, long pushed for this softly investigation approach instead. A growing contingent of her caucus now does want to at least see an impeachment inquiry. Let's take a listen to what Nancy Pelosi had to say on the issue earlier today.
Would you believe that it's important for to follow the facts? We believe that no one is above the law, including the President of the United States, and we believe that the President of the United States is engaged in a cover-up.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi there. Now, impeachment would likely fail so long as we have a Republican-controlled Senate, as we do now. Nor necessarily do the American public actually want to see impeachment. A recent wide-ranging poll found 60% of Americans do not support impeachment. But the president's removal from office could come with the election. 60% of Americans also said they do not want to see Donald Trump re-elected come 2020.
2020, though, still a long way away, Helena. So it begs the question, what happens in the meantime? If Trump vows not to work with the Democrats on legislation, what does it mean for the country?
I think that's a really good question. You know, it's important not to get sidetracked by the theatrics, the soap opera of Washington. Politics is about getting things done for the country. Right now, we're going to see little progress on a badly needed infrastructure bill. So no money for aging bridges, roads, high-speed internet, which is needed in hospitals, airports. The trade deal, NAFTA, for example, which is due an update and ratification on that, that likely won't happen. And that could be risky for a president who has long staked his claim on being a deal maker and economic reformer. And that, in light of an election campaign, could be a dangerous move.
Helena Humphrey in Washington, thank you. Let's get a quick check now of some other stories making news around the world. North Korea has labeled U.S. presidential hopeful Joe Biden, quote, a fool of low IQ and an imbecile bereft of elementary quality as a human being. This after Biden called North Korean leader Kim Jong-un a tyrant. Pyongyang also said that Biden's candidacy was enough to make a cat laugh. The United States has said that it suspects the Syrian government of using chemical weapons again, this time in a weekend attack in the northwest of the country where the army was targeting the few remaining rebel-held positions. Washington has threatened reprisals if it's proved that chemical weapons were used, though observers have disputed the claims. And South African lawmakers have re-elected Cyril Ramaphosa as the president of the country 2 weeks after his party, the ANC, was returned to power in national elections. As expected, Ramaphosa was the only nominee. He'll be inaugurated on Saturday and will name a deputy president and cabinet shortly afterwards. Ukraine's new president, former comedian Volodymyr Zelensky, seen here during this week's inauguration, has announced his new administration. Several posts have gone to his former television colleagues like him, who are political novices also. Before his election, President Zelensky's only political experience was playing the president in a popular TV series. British Prime Minister Theresa May is facing renewed calls to resign as she asks lawmakers to approve her redesigned Brexit proposals. The government's withdrawal agreement bill sets out the terms under which the UK would leave the European Union. But Parliament has rejected previous versions three times. And even some of Mrs. May's own ministers are asking her to cancel the vote, saying not enough has changed. Many within her party want her out. And one of her top allies has quit the cabinet over her attempts to push the Brexit deal through. But earlier today, the Prime Minister rejected calls to rip up her Brexit plan and leave office.
We need to see Brexit through, to honour the result of the referendum and to deliver the change the British people so clearly demanded. I sincerely believe that most members of this House feel the same, that for all our division and disagreement, we believe in democracy, that we want to make good on the promise we made to the British people when we asked them to decide on the future of our EU membership.
Let's get straight now to DW correspondent Birgit Maas, who is standing by in London. And Birgit, we have to turn right now to these developing news just coming in. We've just been hearing that the leader of the Commons, Andrea Leadsom, has stepped down. Is this the start of an avalanche of high-level resignations as May's allies abandon her?
It could well be. The whole day had people threatening to resign. We had speculation on social media of who might go and who might put pressure on the Prime Minister. Cabinet colleagues wanted to meet with her. She reportedly refused to meet them. Also, backbenchers from her own party were meeting. And then we heard that she was resisting for now calls to resign. But this is an absolute body blow. The leader of the House of Commons, Andrea Leadsom, who had so far supported the Prime Minister, she did want to be Prime Minister. At the time when Theresa May eventually won that contest, but she has been loyal to her up to now. She says that she's resigning over the issue of a second referendum. That was one of the reasons that she put in her resignation letters. You have to see the timing. It's really on the eve of the European election. The voting here in the UK is tomorrow, and to do this the evening before an important election, which will all be about Brexit. That is quite something to do to your prime minister.
And not a good sign for that vote on her deal. The fourth time voting on this deal now. Is it already dead in the water?
Well, pretty much. One of the arguments today was whether Theresa May should present it at all, because there was so much opposition already within the House of Commons, within her own party, but also she was trying to reach out to the opposition. She was trying to reach out to the Labour Party with the offer of a second referendum. However, the leader of the opposition, Jeremy Corbyn, has said that this is not really a new offer, that is just a repackaged old deal. And we've seen so many of her own party members, of their own MPs, turning against her. People had voted in the past for this deal, now said that they will not vote for it. So the question is whether she could even bring it before Parliament, and anyway, whether she will be Prime Minister in the next days, or whether people are really in her own party forcing her to go.
Birgit Maas in London. Thank you, Birgit. Now, Indonesia's President Joko Widodo has warned that strong action will be taken against rioters in the capital, Jakarta. He was speaking after demonstrators took to the streets to protest the results of last month's presidential election. At least six people have been killed in clashes with security forces. Violence erupted after authorities confirmed the president's re-election. Supporters of the main opposition candidate claim the voting was rigged.
A second night of violence in Jakarta as protesters clashed with police on the streets. The city, home to almost 10 million people, was on lockdown. Roads were blocked off and malls, businesses and schools remained closed. Protesters threw objects at the police, who responded by firing tear gas and flare guns. The demonstrations had started on Tuesday after election results showed incumbent President Joko Widodo had won another term in office. Police blamed the violence on what they called provocateurs and said over 250 suspects had been arrested.
The majority of protesters came from outside Jakarta. They came from West Java, Banten and Central Java. We also found evidence, including an ambulance that was filled with stones and tools for attack.
Widodo's opponent, the ultra-nationalist former General Prabowo Subianto, had called on people power to challenge the results. He says the poll was marred by widespread fraud, though so far he's presented no evidence. The president was in no mood to back down and vowed to suppress the protests.
There is no choice, no choice. The military and police will take firm action in accordance with the law.
The government has deployed nearly 50,000 police and troops across Jakarta to back up the president's tough rhetoric.
Now in sports news, plans to expand the next World Cup to 48 teams have been abandoned by FIFA. The tournament in Qatar will instead go ahead with 32 teams as previously planned. The change would have required Qatar to share hosting duties in 2022 with other countries in the region. World Football's governing body said that after a thorough and comprehensive consultation process, the change would not be made now. The following tournament in 2026 will be the first to expand the number of participants. A reminder now of the top stories that we are following for you here at DW. U.S. President Donald Trump says that he will refuse to deal with Democrats until they end congressional investigations into his administration. He stormed out of a meeting with Democratic leaders who accused him of a cover-up over the Mueller investigation. You're watching DW. Coming up next on DW Business, Daimler CEO Dieter Zetsche hands over the reins of the carmaker after 13 years at the helm. He says the company needs to step up investment in new technologies such as electric and self-driving cars to remain competitive. All that and more coming up in just a few minutes with Stephen Beardsley. And don't forget, you can always get all the latest news and information on our website. That's at dw.com. You can also follow us on social media. I'm Sarah Kelly in Berlin. Thank you so much for watching. Have a great day.